I'm Cynthia Canty, and you are listening to Stateside. It's called chronic wasting disease, a disease that affects deer. And the state DNR is concerned about the spread of CWD through Michigan's deer population. Chad Stewart is a deer specialist with the DNR. Chad, what is chronic wasting disease? What does it do to the deer?
Chronic wasting disease is a neurological disease that affects members of the deer family, deer, elk, moose, but it's a very slow-moving but progressive disease. Once an individual gets it, it is always fatal. It just doesn't kill them right away. It takes, on average, between about a year and a half and 2 years before they ultimately succumb to the disease. And it basically is a disease that deteriorates their brain tissue, and they just slowly waste away over time, as the name implies.
And is this anything humans can contract? Because, you know, that's everybody's first question. If I eat venison and that deer was infected with CWD, could I get it?
The current research indicates that CWD is not transmissible to humans or pets. It's specifically a deer only disease. And there are definitely people that are looking and trying to find that link. It certainly doesn't seem to be an efficiently transmissible disease to humans and one that's never been documented.
So it seems your priority is keeping Michigan's deer herds healthy. How do you control this?
The best form of management for chronic wasting disease is prevention. And unfortunately, that's out the window right now because we are faced with dealing with it. We now have, that we know of, seven deer in our free-ranging deer population in Ingham and Clinton County that are affected with chronic wasting disease. The next best form of management is early detection and then aggressive management. And that's what we're really trying to do right now, is identify where this disease is occurring on the landscape and then going in there and removing deer out of that localized family group to eliminate the potential spread or accumulation of this disease.
And to that point, the DNR has recently expanded this area where you're watching more closely for CWD. What is that monitoring process and where are you watching most closely?
Right now, going back to last year, we identified chronic wasting disease in Meridian Township in Ingham County, and we developed a 3-county management zone and then a 9-township core zone where we did a little bit more intensive surveillance in that area. And through that surveillance process, we discovered 3 additional positive deer in southern Clinton County. Since we're finding them in new locations, it made a lot of sense to expand our surveillance area to try and capture the margins of where we think the disease could be located.
Now, some might say, gee, 7 deer out of how many thousands? Why is there so much concern over the spread of this disease?
Yeah, and that's a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up. 7 out of about 5,000 deer does not seem like many, and certainly if it stayed at that for the rest of time, it's something that we probably would not look at as a big deal. The problem with this disease is that it continues to spread and it continues to accumulate. So what causes chronic wasting disease is something called a prion, and a prion is very different than what you would normally associate an illness with, like a bacteria or viruses. Those things are living organisms and can be killed. A prion is a mutated protein, and a protein is not a living organism. So it can stay in the environment for years, even decades, and you cannot get rid of it because unless you have about 1,200 to 1,500 degrees of intensive heat to denature it. So it stays in the environment and actually binds to the soil, and it gets taken up by plants. So it can stay there for years. So the more animals that have this disease, the more they're shedding these prions into the environment through their body fluids, like saliva, their urine, and their feces. And then those prions continue to accumulate and create really an environmental contamination area. And obviously, the more area you have contaminated, the more deer that pick it up. That's what we're trying to prevent. And even though it's very small numbers that are affected right now, we're trying not to get to the point where the environment is contaminated with these prions and more animals will be picking it up.
So the mission would be to identify, diagnose, and then destroy the animals that have this disease.
That's the main thing, yeah. Because the prions are in the environment, we cannot get rid of those prions that are already existing in the environment. They are going to be there, and they're going to be there for probably decades, unfortunately. What we can do is try to eliminate where the disease is existing right now and try to eliminate the individuals that actively have the disease. Because if you can get rid of every animal that actively has the disease, all that's left is the environmental transmission component. And if you have a very light contamination level in the environment, the odds of deer picking that up are obviously greatly reduced. If you have a high environmental contamination load, the odds of your deer picking it up are greatly increased.
I know next week the DNR is going to be rolling out a myth-busting campaign for the public to learn more about the disease and kind of get everybody ready for deer hunting season, which is not that far off. What do hunters need to know and need to do?
If you're hunting in basically a five-county area, which we've dubbed Deer Management Unit 419, I would recommend looking at your hunting and trapping digest to see some of the rules and regulation changes. If you're in Ionia, Eaton, Clinton, Ingham, or Shiawassee counties, there are some specific regulations pertaining to chronic wasting disease that you're going to need to be familiar with. Primarily, you cannot bait or feed deer in those five-county areas. Additionally, if you're in what we call Deer Management Unit 333, which is our core zone, there are some additional restrictions. Primarily, you have to bring your deer in once you harvest it to one of five check stations that we have throughout that area and submit your head for testing, the deer head for testing.
Basically, you're going to have a lot of ambassadors out there.
Really, all of our hunters are ambassadors for managing this disease. We cannot do it without them, and most of the deer that are tested are from hunter-harvested deer. So we really need their support and their participation in helping to identify where this disease is located.
Chad Stewart, deer specialist with the state DNR. Great to talk with you, Chad. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.